Hello, and welcome to the Locked On Flyers podcast for Tuesday, April 14th, your daily dose of Flyers news, analysis, and high-quality content that is excited to get into our series of prospect reports.
Yes, and we're starting off with a really good one.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this one, and hopefully sort of in place of our traditional Tuesday Phantoms look, we'll dig a little deeper into some of the people that could be Phantoms either next year or a little bit down the road.
Yeah, in my mind, I've been calling them future Phantoms. It doesn't work out alliteration wise, but in my mind, it works.
Of course it works. If we say it works, it works. We have to remind you that Locked On Flyers is available anywhere you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, all those fun places. If you subscribe, you'll get each of our episodes here on the Locked On Sports Network, your team every day. We're your hosts. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Danielle.
And today we are going to profile Bobby Brink, one of our more recent draft picks, with Scott McDonald from Mild High Hockey. And we'll finish up with our daily Flyers fun thing. Follow us on Twitter at Locked On Flyers so you can tweet us your questions for our weekly mailbag, which is every Wednesday, or just tell us what you think about how the Flyers did this season. You can also email us at lockedonflyers@gmail.com. So as we just said, we will be talking about Bobby Brink today. I'm so excited. He is so fun. If you recall, he was selected in the 2019 draft in the second round, 34th overall, and the Flyers traded up to get him in that pick, and it was quite a steal. In 2018-19, he was in the USHL on the Sioux City Musketeers, where in 43 games, he had 35 goals and 33 assists, which is 1.29 points per game average, which is pretty remarkable, I would say. He was forward of the year for the USHL that year and 14th in USHL history for point production. So not too shabby in his pre-draft year.
Yeah. So like Bobby Brink, I didn't realize how much I loved Bobby until like we did this profile, because I forgot how much I like fell in love with him when he was drafted. So if you were like me, you were kind of hoping that the Flyers would have went for Cole Caulfield in the draft. They did not. We got Cam. Love him. He's great. But it was just, we really wanted that goal scoring winger. Just like pure goal scorer. And that's what they got in Bobby Brink. I mean, some people have said he's very similar to Cole Caulfield in the fact that he does score so many goals, but Bobby really impressed me so much in that development camp when I got to see him play with Morgan Frost and Isaac Ratcliffe. On that line, he did not look out of place.
It's true. And, you know, he had really good credentials coming into that draft, not just with the Sioux City Musketeers, but he also had played for USA Hockey's U18 teams, mm-hmm. and in two major tournaments with them, won a gold one time, a bronze another time, and then later, after being drafted, got to move up to the World Junior Senior team, where this past year he had a goal and an assist over the course of the tournament, which was, I think, a pretty good start. He was the youngest member of that Team USA.
He was. And I thought that when we talked about Team USA and World Juniors a ton. And I think we were really satisfied in the way that Brink played. And I think there was some questionable things that Team USA's coaching staff did and how they deployed players. Because I thought that Bobby throughout the tournament got stronger and stronger each game, and I would have loved to see maybe his ice time go up, whether it's on the power play. I know you have Cole Caulfield on there, so you don't want to put too many people on there. I mean, obviously their key was to feed him the puck, but I thought that Brink looked really, really good on the power play, and I think obviously we'll go into it and we'll go into obviously later in the episode, but him on the power play, he really does transform that team just with his shot alone.
He does, and he had a lot of really good plays that didn't necessarily translate into goals as well. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
it was a good tournament for him. And then he, of course, played at Denver this past year in NCAA hockey. And, you know, he had an unfortunate injury in the latter part of the season. So he only played 28 games, but he managed 11 goals and 13 assists over the course of that time and was a freshman of the year for DU and was on the all-rookie team for college hockey. So not too shabby.
Not at all. And the thing about Bobby is that he was like ranked second. He was tied for second on his team in goals. And he played a good 10 games less than everyone else. So a fully healthy season, a full season for Bobby and the playoff, we don't know the heights that he could have made. It's unfortunate that his season had to end like this. But there was actually an interview that I believe came out on Puck Soup with DU's coach. And they brought up Bobby because they were talking about college players that didn't sign yet or could sign with their potential team. We know by now that Chuck said that Bobby's going back to Denver. Obviously, why wouldn't he? He's a freshman and that's such a good place for him to develop. But they just talked about his skill and how like he was really coming into his own and getting bigger minutes before he got hurt. And it was really unfortunate that he had to deal with that injury and couldn't get back on the ice to finish out the regular season and the postseason.
For sure. I'm excited to see what he does next year at Denver. And speaking of which, we wanted to dig a little more into that. And so we talked to Scott McDonald from Mile High Hockey, who is in Denver and was able to talk to him and to see Bobby Brink play up close. So here is that interview.
All right. So like we previewed, we are here with Scott McDonald of Mile High Hockey. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
We are super excited because we're talking about one of, I would say, our favorite prospects, Bobby Brink, who plays for Denver University. And you got to see Bobby a couple of times this past season.
I sure did, yeah.
So my first question to you would be, how has Bobby changed the Pioneers' offense this season?
You know, I think he obviously came in as advertised. I think he was the 19th ranked North American skater heading into his commitment season at DU. I mean, he's the USHL forward of the year. He put up 35 goals in 43 games at Sioux City. I think that was great, and I think we saw that it translated very well to his freshman year at Denver. I think it was his second week as a college hockey player, he won Rookie of the Week, and then later that month won Rookie of the Month for October. And then I mean, at the end of the year, he was sixth on the team in points, third in goals, which is, kind of crazy considering his injury that I guess we all know about at this point at the tail end of the season. He played 7 or 8 games fewer than his teammates above him. So I think he easily could have been a top five scorer as far as all NCAA freshmen. I think he's just like, he's a really sneaky guy. He kind of uses his small frame to sneak in the back door. I think he scores most of his goals about, you know, within 10, 15 feet of the net. And I think that's he was a key part of the offense in that sense. And also just, I guess, on the power play. He was a huge power play threat for the Pios this season. I think he led all conference freshmen to 13 points on the power play. And he's fourth in goals in that regard. He was tied for second on DU. So I think as far as how he changed the offense, I think he was just a huge power play threat, which I think was helpful. And obviously he's a point getter. He's a goal scorer.
Yeah, that's exactly how he was advertised in the draft. So a lot of going around, it was he was like the fake Cole Caulfield or like the just sure. One tier down. Yeah. So it's good to know that he's been continuing that in college.
Yeah.
So what do you think were his needs improvement points coming into the season? And how do you think he progressed along on those?
I mean, I think he hit the ground running again, but obviously as a smaller guy, and I guess as a freshman, it kind of just comes with the territory. I think you could kind of see that confidence start to grow within him as the season moved along. You could tell just right away that he came as advertised. I think head coach David Carl, Denver's head coach, kind of trusted him a little bit more and threw him out there on the power play, which I think does a lot for a player's confidence and obviously did a lot for Bobby himself. As far as needs of improvement, I think he would obviously, when I spoke with him, I guess this was probably like a week before his injury against North Dakota, unfortunately, but he had told me he obviously just wanted to improve on his size. He is a very small guy, 5'8", 160 pounds, something in there. And also he said he wanted to improve on his skating, which I would probably agree with him in that sense. I think he's definitely a fluid skater, but I think he needs more power behind his stride. And I think that part of that just comes with his size. I think you see a lot of those smaller forwards are a lot faster than I think Bobby is. And I think that's an area that he would like to improve on. And I think, I mean, obviously going into his sophomore season, I think he's got plenty of time to improve on that, and I'm sure he will.
So one of the benefits of college hockey is the quality of competition. I mean, players are going up against men in this league. In your eyes, how has Brink measured up against stronger and bigger opponents?
Yeah, again, being a smaller guy, I think it's a little bit tougher for him. But if you look at his stats, it's clear that he could hang with the college competition. Yeah. I mean, he was one of the two unanimous selections for the NCHC all-rookie team with 15 first-place votes. I think says a lot about a college athlete. That's awesome. But I think, you know, obviously he doesn't have that size advantage, but he was able to use his hands a lot. Again, I think skating need to be improved upon a little bit, but he's just a finesse player. Like he's able to stick handle around guys pretty well. He had some great highlights as a freshman at Denver. And I think, once he improves on his size a little bit, I think he'll get a little better in that regard. But I was impressed with his stick handling and his ability to finesse around the bigger, taller guys. And I think he did that very well.
So I think that he made the right choice going the NCAA route versus junior hockey. Do you think he would agree with that? The conventional wisdom around him and the team, would it agree with that?
I think so, yeah. I mean, that's I think a lot of – we're seeing more and more of these NHL draft picks or prospective NHL draft picks that are kind of choosing the NCAA route because they kind of want to see how they stack up against the older, bigger competition, I think. I mean, we know the NCAA, it's 18 to 24-year-olds, and then in juniors, it's 16 to 21. So, again, you're getting the older, more mature competition. I think that's a kind of a good measuring stick for a lot of these younger guys, in particular Bobby Brink. And I think we actually talked about that very subject, again, at that last practice that I attended with him. And, yeah, he said he's very glad he picked DU. He said this has always kind of been where he wanted to be. And I think, just like I said, he chose it for all those reasons. He wanted to see how he stacked up against the older, bigger and stronger, more mature guys. And obviously, as we saw, he's done pretty well, and I think he's going to improve upon that as well in his sophomore season.
So you talked about some things that he improved on throughout the season. What are some things that you would like to see from him next season?
Yeah, I think, like I said a little bit earlier, I would say just spending more time in the gym, working on bulking up a little bit, and hopefully he gets one of those, you know, college growth spurts and gets a little bit taller, I guess. But I think he wants to work on his skating. I think that's definitely something he's going to be able to work on. I mean, I guess, yeah, we talked towards the end of the season, again, before his injury. And then he told me he's working on the gym at the skating. He's got a trainer that he's working with. And he wants to be faster. And I think if he does become faster, I'm going to use, I guess, a Colorado Avalanche prospect who's done pretty well as a freshman. I think he could be putting up Alex Newhook numbers. And I think it's unfortunate, again, that he took that weird injury against UND. And if he had, you know, those 7 or 8 games, I think he could have improved a little bit more that he missed because of that injury. And he could have finished top 5, I think, in freshman scoring.
I look forward to that as well. I know it's always tough coming back from an injury, but, you know, there's always sophomore slump issues that sometimes sure. come up and all of these things. So I think, like, a sophomore year for him having some time to recover from the injury and get back into good shape will probably do him good.
I would agree. Yeah, I think so for sure.
One of the things that I think Danielle and I both agree on is that we were super impressed with him when he came to the development camp for the Flyers for the first time this past year and just saw some of his dynamic skill. And I think that was only furthered when he had some quality time with the national junior team. Do you think that time helped his game get better faster? Or how do you see, like, the support of the Flyers and the national team working in with his time at DU to further his growth?
I mean, yeah, I think it honestly, like, obviously does a lot of good for a player to play in that international competition like that. And I was very impressed with him. And I think I've been kind of, I guess, critical of his skating a little bit, and he would probably say the same thing about his skating, but I thought he was one of the stronger skaters on Team USA. And I thought he controlled the pace of the play every time he was on the ice. And I think he was a big impact player, a big difference maker for that team. And maybe his stats didn't back that up, but I think, you know, there's a lot more to the game of hockey than just stats. And yeah, I would say he was great. He was confident on the ice. It was clear that he wanted the puck. He was controlling the pace of the play. And I think as far as how that's going to translate to his collegiate career, I think, yeah, it does wonders to get those extra games in and see how you stack up against those guys.
Rachel talked about the line mates that Bobby had in Flyers development camp. He played with one of our like highly touted prospects, Morgan Frost, and he didn't look out of place. How would you say the chemistry between Bobby and his line mates at DU? And I'm wondering if the coach does is it the first line, second line, third line, or is it just, does he prefer rotating all four lines?
Yeah, I would say he kind of rotated all four lines. And I mean, at times throughout the season, you kind of move around as far as line mates go. And he certainly did that. But I would say as far as his line went, I think, yeah, he was able to find chemistry. I think he was playing the middle six lines, so like second and third for a good majority of the season. And he was obviously on the first power play unit, which I think was huge for him. And, you know, showed a lot of trust from the head coach that you could put him out there in any situation that.
Okay, so to wrap up, you've obviously seen Bobby a little bit more than we have and our listeners. Is there a current NHL player that Bobby stylistically reminds you of?
Yeah, these are always tough questions, but I love making those comparisons. But yeah, I was kind of racking my brain trying to think of that. And I would say you kind of want to go for the smaller size guys because that's, you know, they all play a similar brand of hockey. And I would say maybe a Vegas like Jonathan Marchessault. I think he's maybe not the fastest or best skater on Vegas, but he puts up the numbers. And I think that's because, you know, just like Bobby Brink, he's a sneaky guy. He gets to the right areas of the ice. And I think he always knows exactly where he needs to be. And he gets those, you know, those kinds of greasy rebound goals, they call them. I would say, yeah, that, or maybe, you know, a poor man's Johnny Gaudreau, if you will, you know, kind of took the same college route, maybe not as good of a skater as Johnny is, but I would say, yeah, any of those two guys like are pretty fair comparisons.
Listen, Flyers fans are notoriously Johnny Gaudreau stans, so we will take that.
Okay.
He's the local boy, so us.
Well, Scott, that is it for us. Thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me anytime.
So that was such a wonderful conversation with Scott. He is such a good resource in talking about Bobby, and I'm excited to check in with him again next year when, you know, Bobby is hopefully healthy and up to full speed.
Absolutely. Cannot wait. And Scott's just super knowledgeable about everything Denver, like Bobby's team, the Denver University, the Colorado Eagles, and even the Colorado Avalanche. So he is a wealth of knowledge for sure.
He is. And he actually wrote a really great profile on Bobby for Mile High Hockey, which we will link to in the show notes. And now it's time for our Flyers fun thing of the day. Thought we'd stay in the Bobby Brink zone while we're at it, because why not? He's great. And there is an amazing YouTube video that somebody put together, which, of course, again, we'll link to in the show notes. That is a Bobby Brink highlight reel from this past year. And it starts all the way from the draft at the moment he got picked. And there's actually footage from Flyers camp. So you'll get to see some of those plays with Morgan Frost and Isaac Radcliffe and all the way through his freshman year at DU and all the World Junior stuff. It features some excellent cheesy music in the background. And I love this compilation for a number of reasons. First off, how thorough it is. I'm super impressed by it. And second, there's a couple of things about it that I appreciate. First off, there's a goal that he scored playing for Denver versus Colorado College that's kind of about halfway through that is amazing, and I don't think I'd seen it before watching this compilation, so that was pretty cool. Make sure you check that one out. And then I thought it was really good in terms of picking footage from World Juniors because it just showed how much of a playmaker he is. And that even again, when things didn't turn into goals or even high quality scoring opportunities, it just showed his creativity and how he managed to protect the puck and extend possession in the offensive zone for Team USA. And I thought both of those things were super important.
I absolutely agree with you. First, we just have to say, whoever put this together, like, kudos to you, because it truly has everything. Like, if you didn't know about Bobby before he got drafted, or if you didn't know what he was doing since he got drafted, like, this video gives you the beginning, middle, and end, everything that Bobby did so far. And you're right, Rachel. We always talk about him as a goal scorer, which he is, but he's so much more. The longer he develops, like in college, I can just see him being an all-around player because he really does have that playmaking ability. And you know, when he was in the USHL, he was definitely making plays, but the fact that he's still doing it at each, like, every level that he, every team that he's on after that, like in college with other like talented players, because that US team was very stacked. It didn't perform the way it should have, but it was filled with skilled players, and Bobby did not look out of place. So watching this definitely will get you excited for Bobby. Hopefully this episode got you excited for Bobby, because I know doing the research for it, I got really excited for Bobby. I cannot wait to see how he progresses. And I'm jumping ahead, but I could definitely see Bobby just coming up from the Phantoms and helping the Flyers be just that rookie that comes up and tears it up, and everyone's like, where did this kid come from? Because he has that potential.
And to make people feel bad for not picking him in the first round,
Yeah,
like they should
exactly.
have.
And it's so funny because in the beginning of this video, Chuck Fletcher says, this is a first round pick. I don't know why, like, people have passed on him. This is a quality player that we're getting in the second round. So, you know, I cannot fault Chuck for that because he's absolutely right.
He is, and I can't wait to see more of Bobby Brink. So I think that will wrap it up for today's show. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow where we'll have our mailbag, so get your questions in. And speaking of that, you can send us your questions via Twitter at LockedOnFlyers or send us an email to LockedOnFlyers@gmail.com.
I'm Danielle, and you can find me on Twitter at Danielle_Nick. That's Danielle_NICC.
And I'm Rachel. I'm on Twitter at rmiriam. That's rmiriam. Now, tune to the latest episode of Locked On NHL. Have a great day.